Hello everyone, I'm George Milam. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about what's happening in Turkey. Well, in the Turkish Republic, there is this farcical trial going on to Ekrem İmamoğlu, who's the mayor of Istanbul, the biggest city. Of course, the president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he was mayor of that city in the late 90s. But anyway, Mr. İmamoğlu has been charged with 142 crimes relating to corruption, and the maximum sentence for all of these would be 2,352 years. Now, I know the taking of dusur is widespread in a Turkish society. You can get anything for the right price. It's a major entrepot for cannabis and heroin, not usually abused there, but coming from Afghanistan via Iran, via Turkey, and on into Europe and so on. So because of the highly corruptible Turkish authorities, these things can get through. But of course, they're very moralistic and puritanical about it and pharisaical about these substances if you don't have enough money. An entrepot for human trafficking and so on. This is a sort of major center for prostitution, even though I think they've criminalized sex outside marriage. Then mostly they're seldom Turkish prostitutes. They're usually Russian, Ukrainian, Moldovan, possibly other nationalities. So the CHP, Cumhuriyet Halk Partiyası, that is the main opposition party, and that is İmamoğlu's party, and saying that Erdogan is abusing the courts and he's persecuting rather than prosecuting. So the chief prosecutor of Istanbul is prosecuting İmamoğlu and over 400 members of his party. Wow. Now, I don't know them to be innocent, but obviously it's up to the to them to prove guilt. Now, I'd be surprised if none of the accusations were true whatsoever. But the losses to the state are said to amount to something like $3.8 billion. Obviously, we're talking Turkish lira, which is a lot of its value, by the way. So the CHP is more secular than the AK Partiyası, Adalet ve Kalemanlı Partiyası, as in Justice and Development, or AK Partiyası, AK meaning white as well. A light bulb's their symbol, because the reason is the 90s, quite a few people in Turkey, particularly Eastern Anatolia, didn't have electricity. And it could turbocharge economic growth, or it slowed down considerably in the last few years. So it's just preposterous, the sentences that you could get. And I remember I visited Turkey this July. You've got to watch what you say. And even in İçmeler and Marmaris, areas of centrist opposition to Erdogan, you have to speak about these things sotto voce. That's actually where Erdogan likes to holiday. I think he was even there in Marmaris, the time of the attempted coup. Was it the summer of 2017, that July 2017? No, 2018, 2016, that was it, sorry. Because I was there in Turkey on the first anniversary of the putsch being defeated. Okay. So the leader of the CHP says this case is not legal. It's entirely political. The purpose of stopping the CHP, which came first in the last elections, to block its presidential candidate. And Erdogan, he tried to overturn the outcome of the election in Istanbul some years ago. I do, you know, alleged this personation. I don't know if it's true or false. In the end, he failed. And this is what the leader of the CHP, Özgür Özel, said recently. His crime is to run for the next president of the country. He has no other crime. So Mr. Olu, İmamoğlu, he's been mayor since 2019. He won again in 2024. So Turkish largest city is where the CHP is strongest. And obviously that hurts because Mr. Erdogan used to hold that himself. Okay, so he got a jail term of 8 years for insulting the Istanbul prosecutor. So you see there's the ever narrowing, what's it called, Overton window of permissible utterances there. Okay, so, and as the leader of the Cumhuriyet Halk Partiyası, Özgür Özel says, he could have committed electoral fraud, had a fake diploma, been a thief, a terrorist, and spy at the same time. How could he have done this? But goodness. So we shall see what the outcome is. But it's a sign of incipient totalitarianism. We've got to hand it to Erdogan. He does allow the political parties to exist. He won the last election in Turkey only narrowly. If he was that fraudulent, he would fix it and win by miles. People are allowed to criticize him somewhat. There are trade unions. There are seldom strikes. So, you know, it's a long way from totalitarianism. We've got dictatorial tendencies. I don't think he'll ever go all the way. He has some genuine supporters, particularly elder people, people in the countryside, people in the more poverty-stricken areas, which has seen an appreciable improvement in their standard of living under him. Remember, he's ruled Turkey first as prime minister and then as president since 2002, and shows no sign of giving up the reins of power. Those who are observant Muslims are more likely to cast a ballot for his direction, secularists less so. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Callahan 790gmail.com. Goodbye.